Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. For Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands. Robert F. Brands is the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. He is the principal of innovationcoach.com. We're talking about innovation, but not just being innovative, but how to be innovative and how to execute those innovations. And Robert, thanks again for hanging out with us. You had a couple of processes that we can use to actually get our innovations sort of written down, where we can manage them and where we can deal with them and get them executed.
Yeah, most of the listeners, of course, are familiar with brainstorming, and whether they have plenty of ideas to select from or short of ideas, there's always people are always looking for new ways to get good ideas from everybody,
right?
Because it's really important to include everybody. And one of the greatest techniques that I've come across is called whiteboarding. And what it basically is, you basically put an easel with a board and some pens in a high traffic area, like near the coffee area or in a hallway, and you post a question or challenge the organization for the next idea, and on the side of the easel you show the calendar for the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and as the week progresses you cross out the days, and you'll be amazed how creative and how participating your organization will be by answering the question, the challenge that you're trying to solve.
So you're saying, for example, if you said, how do we save fuel costs on delivery?
Right.
And you put that in the warehouse, in the shipping department or something, and you put 5 days up there beside it. Why do the days matter?
Well, because you want to give them a sense of a deadline and a sense of urgency, and you're running out of time. So people will start jotting down their suggestions. People will build on each other's suggestions. And before you know it, you have a whole bunch of ideas in a central location and people are starting to talk and think about it. And the neatest thing is at the end of that week, you basically say, hey, we're going to do a voluntary brainstorm based off this sheet, and we're going to see if we can come up with which ideas we want to
pursue. Do you ever offer any kind of reward for a good idea that's accepted?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and even if it is a fuel card of $25 for the week or a card for Starbucks, it's
right.
All about the gesture and the appreciation. So this is called whiteboarding. It works like a charm.
Right.
It even works with people that are typically quiet and don't come
right.
out. And when they see it, they'll be willing to write something down and participate.
All right.
The second technique, which is a little bit more complex, but which is the most awesome one, actually, is called brain writing. One of the biggest challenges with brainstorming is that the typical extroverts are the ones actively participating, and the introverts are often very quiet but have often great ideas.
Introverts like you and me.
Absolutely. So use brain writing. What you in effect do is you put a group together of 6 or 7 people, very diverse, and you give them a blank piece of paper. And you let them, for instance, on the example that you gave, you let them write down their idea on how to save fuel costs. And they write it down on a piece of paper. They don't say anything, but they pass it on to their neighbor, and they build on the idea. They, again, pass it on to their neighbor, so it goes around the table to all 7 people, and it comes back to the originator. And now a couple things happen. One is each of the participants will now share openly what came back, and you create a great, spontaneous, good discussion. But most importantly, introverts and extroverts are getting already positive feedback. People have been building on their idea. They're going to be confident to talk about it further, and everybody already has a sense of the ideas that are coming together. And I can guarantee you, every time you do this exercise, a great idea will come out of it. And whether you do it with a diverse group of people or a specific team,
I can see where some organizations, this would seem a little uncomfortable to some people, even though it might help the introverts. It might just doing it this way. Is this something you got to practice a little bit?
No, actually. Let me say this. I do this every time when I do an innovation workshop as a first time. Let's try this, and it's actually easier than brainstorming for the first time because everybody is comfortable writing an idea down on paper and just passing it on to their neighbor.
Right.
And they get an idea from the previous guy and look at it and build on it. Mm-hmm. So it's very quietly, it's a very positive
exercise. Is this something you do in a meeting, or do you do it like in a day, you email it and move, pass it around the department or the team during the day so people can you know, write their comment in the email and pass it on? What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a great suggestion. You can do it both. Obviously, it works really well in a group context or with several groups of seven.
But I can see where the pressure of having to do it right now, having to come up with the idea right now, might be, you know, I might say, you know, I mean, you got to give people a deadline. You got to say, okay, don't keep this more than an hour.
Yeah.
But at least they could write it out once and then think about it and write it out again.
But it's like a brainstorm. But then, so to say, a quiet start. But you can do it electronically as well. If you agree on the sequence of the emails, who it's going to next.
Right.
And so it comes back to the originator. It can be done electronically with, for instance, a global team. You know, where you don't
I would think that would be pretty cool, would be to let that thing go around the team electronically and then have your meeting and then show the thread to the meeting.
Absolutely. But what's really amazing, Jim, I've used this practice of brain writing both with like 15 different CEOs or with a group all out of one department, and it's amazing.
Right.
It doesn't matter how diverse
or
how unified the team was. There was always one great idea that people were building on, or sometimes even two that you wanted to take forward.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Give us the website again, please, Robert.
Yeah, so it's innovationcoach.com, or for the book, it's robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
All right, robertsrulesofinnovation.com. That's the name of the book. And we're going to take a quick break. Robert's got a new book coming out later this year. It's you and I are getting the benefit of some of the early thoughts of that book. That's one of the great things about having our Brain Trust members. Is you're getting some of the brand new thinking that they're working on right now. You get to hear about it on our show, and we appreciate that very much. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to prioritize all of these things with Robert Brands. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.